producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Tim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, welcome, Tim. How may I help you?
I've got a brother that has been giving me a hard time for the past couple of years, on and off, that if I don't... My mom went up north this last weekend, and I didn't want to go because I have surgery done on my arm, and I can't do any work up there, so it wouldn't be fair for me to go up there and just sit and watch her do all the work, which I don't like doing. And he called me the same day and threatened me that if anything happens to Mom, I'm going to come after you. And then he threatened to call Social Security on me because I'm on SSI disability.
And how old are you, Tim?
42.
How old's your brother?
He's 44, I think. 44.
Are there just the two of you in the family?
No, I also have another brother, too, that's 51 years old that called me today threatening me.
Why are they mad at you?
The oldest brother assumed that we were supposed to get together and do stuff today because he lost his job for drinking. And he wanted to come over and use my computer to look for another job.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him that we never made any arrangements and stuff like that. And I borrowed him my cell phone yesterday because his phone service was down because we had a bad storm up here.
Mm-hmm.
So now he won't get my cell phone back, and he keeps calling and threatening me.
Well, wait a minute. Threatening you with what?
That he's older than me. See, I'm disabled.
What's the nature of your disability?
Bipolar.
Are you on medication?
Yes, I am.
So why are you still disabled if you're on medication?
I got another thing that's going on. It's called transverse myelitis, which is very rare in the United States. It's like 50,000 cases, and there's no cure for it. It's a growth on the spinal cord, which affects all your nerves.
What can you not do?
I have trouble walking. I have numbness in all my fingers and my legs and stuff. And it's just hard to deal with every day.
Well, so what does this have to do with your brothers?
Well, they know I'm disabled, and I never made any arrangements to do anything with them. And now they're mad at me and swearing at me, cussing at me, hanging up on me.
I mean, have you ever gotten along with your brothers?
One, the oldest brother is an alcoholic severely.
No. Let me hear my question.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten along with your brothers?
On and off, yeah.
When was the last time that you were on that you got along well with your brothers?
I got along with my brother, the oldest brother, yesterday with no problem at all, and before that. And my other brother came down last weekend, or not this last weekend, but the previous weekend, and he painted the inside of my house for me.
No. Tim, are you on medication right now?
Yes.
Because you're not concentrating very well.
No.
I ask you a specific question, and you go off on a long story.
Okay.
When have the three of you ever gotten along very well with one another growing up?
No.
Okay. So what makes this time in your life so different that it sounds like the snottiness that's always gone on between the three of you continues? And it may not be much fun, but it doesn't sound new.
No, I've been abused by them.
What does abused mean?
Physically.
What do they do?
I've been beat up by my brother.
When's the last time your brother beat you up?
Back in 2002, when my mom's garage caught fire.
Okay, that's 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Are you that much smaller than he is?
Yeah, I'm really scared of him.
Well, why would you have anything? I mean, why would you have to be around them?
It's like if I don't do, with my oldest brother, if I don't do anything for him that he asks, he'll show up at my house and threaten me. And
well, then get a restraining order against him. Get a personal order of protection. Tim, what's the question to me here?
I just need to know what I could do to keep this from happening because it's stressful.
Well, I'd stay away from them. I mean, it sounds like you, the three of you, have never gotten along very well. I don't understand what's making them so angry with you. And you've, it sounds to me that I'm probably missing a piece of data here. But stay away from them.
Well, the oldest brother today, he's drinking. He drinks constantly.
Tim, stay away from your brother.
Okay.
Lock the doors, and if, I mean, if you have to, get an order of protection against the three of, against the two of them. But, I mean, look, it sounds to me that your life has gotten kind of sparse, that you're not out very much, that your health isn't very good, that you're not working, that you don't have friends, that you're probably depressed. And so you and your brothers, I mean, it's the only game in town. It would seem to me the thing to do is, number one, stay away from your brothers. It doesn't sound like the three of you have ever gotten along very well. All of you have problems that get acted out with one another. But sort of make a life for yourself. Do some volunteer activity. I mean, you're in better shape than somebody. Go to the VA hospital and you know, talk to the vets, walk around the block, walk somebody's dog, feed people at a food kitchen. I mean, do something that makes you feel connected with people. Find some volunteer work to do that makes you happy. Join a club, learn to play bridge. I mean, I think you need to fashion a life for yourself. And as long as there's nothing going on in your life, a fight with your brothers may be the most interesting thing that you can come up with. I think that on the one hand, you need to stay away from them. Clearly, it's not working very well for any of you. You're the baby of the family. They feel they can push you around. You get your feelings hurt. So stay away from them. But I think in addition to that, you need to avoid them. But you also need to build a life for yourself, and you're not doing that. And my guess is you put up with a lot more garbage from them than you would ordinarily because something is better than nothing. In this particular case, I would argue that something isn't better than nothing, number one. And number two, that you can build some things in your life that make you happy, that make you feel connected with people. But stay away from your brothers, right? For right now, you're the baby of the family. They feel that somehow, I don't know what their feelings are. Who cares what their feelings are? You've never gotten along with them. So decide that for right now, you'll send them a card at Christmas and stay away from them. And in the meantime, make some meaning to your life. Go and help somebody. Visit somebody who's elderly. Go visit a next-door neighbor. Go take a walk. Join a health club. Do something for your life. Go take an adult education class. Feed the homeless. Do something that makes you feel connected with people.
Yeah, I'm a great fan, as you know, of adult education and volunteer activities, which are not obviously the same thing, but anything that gets you around other people, which is why it's not that I'm anti-internet. I'm anti-people living online as opposed to in life. And I think we're not meant to be alone as human beings, which doesn't mean that we necessarily have to be paired off. This isn't an arc. And it's, although it is kind of rainy today, and there is this guy wandering around Times Square with long beard and lots of, never mind, I digress. The point being that we need to have people in our lives. It doesn't necessarily have to be a mate, and it doesn't have to be an exclusive relationship, and it doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. But the idea that we are not alone, and putting yourself on house arrest is a way of nearly guaranteeing that you're going to be alone. People are not going to knock on your door and say, hey, you know, I just understood that you were kind of lonesome, and I just thought I'd come over and say hi, and I brought some cookies. And one of the things you can do, which actually we kind of missed it by a day, but that happens sometimes, and everybody knows that pastries are much better the second day than the first day, because National Pastry Day, I think, was actually yesterday. But we have a number of people who wanted to comment about what their favorite pastry was, so we can do that. For those of you who are on diets, I promise there will be no calories involved in this discussion, or at least none that will come through either your computer, your podcast, or your radio.
And we'll try to keep them at an extreme minimum.
Well, everybody knows, you know this. I mean, all women know this. I assume that men know as well, that any dessert that is shared means that the calories fall between the split, so there's no calories involved in either side. You know that, don't you?
Right, yeah.
Never argue with a fat woman. Do not move away from my calories. Yeah, I mean, people are always teasing me because I will, like, get a Hot Fudge Sundae and then a Diet Coke. But that's always seemed to me perfectly logical. I mean, you know, get your calories where they're going to make some sense, not where they don't. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
C'est moi, 855-99-37569. Pat, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, I would like your opinion, Doctor. Are you familiar with the movies, The Hunger Games?
Sure.
I was with my grandchildren yesterday. They're 13 and 11. And I just don't think that this is proper movies for their age.
Did you already take them to see it or not?
No, they were. They had the DVD there. They were watching it.
There have been actually three Hunger Games. The one that's out now is Mockingjay. There will be one other one next year. The first one, and then there was a second one. They watching the first one?
I'm not sure what one it was. I was just a little bit, upset of what was going on. This young man, this man got beaten up, and then they took him away. He had lashes all over his back.
Yeah, I think that was the second one. If you think the second one was difficult, let me tell you about the first one. All right, let me walk you through it. First of all, it's based on a young adult novel. So it was actually written for the age that your granddaughters are. So, 12, 13-year-olds, believe it or not. So that's number one.
Which,
I know. Stick with me. The first one, the idea of the Hunger Games was that there are various districts, and the districts, this is a post-apocalyptic movie where you've got widespread hunger, and it's after, it's the sort of common, the world has turned into a rotten place, and there's tyrants, and there's not enough food, and there's no, that society is broken down. So that's the context in which the first Hunger Games occurs. And so each district takes one male and one female, and they go to the capital, where the evil Donald Sutherland is in charge, and they fight, they go out in this particular area, and whoever the victor is, their district gets honors and gets food, essentially. So this is the idea. The problem for me about the first movie was, as I said, if you think you hated the second movie, the first one is all these kids who are killing each other.
Yeah.
And I was appalled. And I was one of the few people who's saying, what are we talking about here? That this is an age of group of kids that tend to be a bit predatory to one another to begin with. They tend to be a bit competitive. They tend to be a little bit mean with each other. Why are we, in some ways, having kids root for killing other kids? The end of the movie, which hopefully I'm not going to be a spoiler much, but that basically they're supposed to be a team and they're supposed to choose one or the other. And that's where little Jennifer Lawrence, Katniss, says, I'm not going to play anymore. And that sets up the second movie. But until that moment, there are all these teams of kids who kill each other. And they have various weapons, and they have sponsors who drop food for them, or various clothing. It's an interesting movie, but it's kids killing kids. That's no question about what the plot of the first one is. The second one is the rebellion of Katniss, who is Jennifer Lawrence, saying, "No, we're not going to do this anymore." And she's caught, because this is a young adult novel, between two cute men, Josh Hutcherson and Hemsworth. Which is named Hemsworth. Never mind, I'll think of it in a minute. And the idea is that this is that she is now the darling of the president, because she is, she's everybody's hero. In the third one, which is the one that's out now, which has been the number one movie for the last 3 weeks, that Katniss is trying to go to the Capitol and save PETA, which is her love. And she's, in the meantime, become the symbol of the revolution. And so Donald is out to get her. We've got Julianna Moore. We've got really good actors. We had Philip Seymour Hoffman is in. This was his last movie appearance. So they've been wildly successful. They've made a star of Jennifer Lawrence. They've made gobs of money. And as I said, that they're all somewhat violent. But the first one was the one that I found the most appalling, because it was literally 2.5 hours of kids killing kids. And I found that upsetting. I found it upsetting to encourage that kind of violence. Yeah. It was kids against kids, which we know is an issue to a certain extent. And for it to be viewed as entertaining and to be rooting for a kid to kill another kid, I found really troublesome. I was one of the very few people who said that. It made scads of money. And the next one and the third one are significantly, I mean, they're, all the kids are now, I think on the second one, the districts, all the winners in the districts are reunited, which by definition means that Katniss is the youngest, and she was, her sister was actually picked, and she volunteered to take her sister's place. There's a lottery, and the names are picked supposedly randomly, and her little sister was picked, and so she stood in for her sister. Because it essentially was a death sentence, except it turns out that Jennifer Lawrence, Katniss, is pretty good at this. So do I think this is appropriate for 11 and 13-year-olds? I'm not crazy about it, but it's the group that the book was written for. It is certainly the prime group that goes to see this movie. And I'll tell you what I would do as a grandmom is sit down with the kids and say, look, this is troublesome for me. Can we talk about it? Can you talk about how this feels to you? And what they're probably going to say is, oh, Grammy, you know, you worry about silly things. It's only a movie. But I do think it's okay to talk with the kids about what it means to them, how they feel about it, how they feel about the killing, because it's very hard these days to keep kids from things, because even if you said, I don't think it's appropriate, first of all, they've already seen it. If they don't see it at their house, they'll see it at one of their friend's house. They can download it to their cell phone. So unfortunately, the idea of censoring what kids see is just not very feasible anymore. And I always think it was always a bit iffy, because what it did, most kids are more techno savvy than either their parents or their grandparents, so they're going to, all it does is make them sneaky. But at least sitting with them and talking about it and talking about your feelings about it and asking them what their feelings are, I think is a very good idea.
Okay, well, because I watched a little bit yesterday, and it was so disturbing that the must have been, what is her name, the Lawrence, her
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence, he got her friend got beaten with he had lashes all over, and they're getting out a bottle of liquid morphine, they're putting it in a needle, they're giving him a shot. One man there in the scene is drinking from the bottle. I think, oh my God, what is this?
Well, they have some basically Woody Harrelson plays kind of a dissolute drunk who apparently was one of the winners of the games earlier on. And they have Stanley Tucci plays this really unprincipled TV host that exploits them. Sit down and talk. What I would do is call up your granddaughters and say, hey, look, let's talk about this. If you do go see the third one, you'll find it a little bit less alarming, at least on one level, but it's violent as well. Stay on the line if you need to. If not, go talk to your grandkids about it, all right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Get your Plenty card at ExxonMobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we've got Pat on the air who wanted to talk about the content of Hunger Games. And I don't disagree with her. I think, though, that rather than trying to keep kids from seeing it, I don't know. It's probably PG-13. I don't know what the Manny, could you see what the rating is on that?
I think it's PG-13.
I think the first one may have been R, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, I think it may
I'll
have been.
Check.
Yeah. But I, you know, at the time I said, and I think there was some fuss about, oh, I know what it was, is that the movie Kick Ass was actually well, I think was rated R, and
yeah, it was.
That Chloe wasn't old enough to go see it. She was in it, but she was not old enough to go see it by herself.
She used profanity in it too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. All right, Pat. You said you had another question. Tell me what the question is.
Yes. Well, I told the kids I was when we, they were watching. I said I was taken to all these these movies during World War II, you know, that had the Nazis in it. Right. And it never bothered me till I was grown, probably in my later 30s. I read The Hiding Place. And then all this came back, and I started having nightmares about, you know, the movies I had seen and the book, you know, the atrocities that happened.
Yep.
So I don't know if this, I just hope that this isn't going to affect them later on.
Well, it's a good point. One of the movies that that I've been talking about, there are a couple movies this year that I think are those kind of movies, where they're haunting movies. One is American Sniper, which is the Clint Eastwood movie, and I think it's the best anti-war movie ever made, because it is essentially, there are a couple scenes in it which sort of look like a shooting gallery until you realize that those are human beings. And I think Fury was the same thing, where you sort of get so caught up in the nearly bloodlust, and you're a participant in a movie theater as opposed to actually being there, where you get caught up and you understand how easy it is for human beings to somehow just completely slough off any minor amount of civilization and become really predatory. It's very scary. I think it's scary for those of us who are trying to figure out alternatives to war. I think it's scary for those of us who like to think that somehow as a species we've evolved beyond our violent impulses. So I don't disagree with you, but what I would suggest is that you have a conversation with your granddaughters about it in terms of, well, how much they're going to be affected by it. It's a really interesting question, and there seems to be some horrifying research that suggests that the more violence that you're exposed to, the more insensitive to it you become, which I'm not sure is a great idea for a species. I'm really not. And it's not only, it's movies, it's video games, it's television, it's all sorts of things. And Children's Networks, Children's Something Network, has been worried about this for a very long time, that our kids who are exposed to a huge number of hours of television at greater risk for all sorts of things, including violent behavior. And now where we've got video games, and television has gotten more violent, television has gotten cruder, that it is an issue, not necessarily from an artistic point of view per se, but from exactly as you say, how does it affect very, very susceptible children? And I have the same thing. I cannot watch World War II movies. And some of them I've had to go in, and because if I have to review them, I'll walk in and out of them like three different times to see the whole movie. Because like you, I was exposed to pictures of World War II when I was a very young child, and probably much too young to have been exposed to them. And the idea of stacked bodies. And I remember reading Anne Frank, you know, Diary of a Young Girl, when I was probably 12 or 13, which is how old she was, and just thinking, just having nightmares about it. So it is an issue, and I don't know what the answer is for it, because fortunately or unfortunately, Hunger Games has made scads of money. And one of the movies that's made the second amount of money is the one from Marvel Comic Books, which is at least comic book violence. But the question is, can young kids differentiate between comic book violence and real violence? And I don't know. I mean, at least that one with Chris Pratt, which is actually, he's adorable in it, and at least it's got a raccoon and a tree in it, so there's at least some attempt to sort of remind people that this is really a comic book. These aren't, and we've got green people in it, but the hero, the protagonist, is a young man, and a very flawed young man. He's kind of an everyman kind of thing. And is this really something that we should be dealing with? But to a certain extent, the argument is probably as old as human history, that if you look at cave paintings, They're violent. If you think about gladiators, that was violent. If you think about the games, the Roman games, yeah, but you'd like to think that as a species, somehow we can get beyond that kind of level of violence. And there's actually an argument that says that violence on the screen tends to diminish violence in real life. And I'm not sure. I think it depends on who you look at and how realistic the violence is, because that's been an argument for a very long time. So I don't have the answer for you. I think they're legitimate questions to ask, and maybe this generation is better at distancing themselves from cartoon violence and movie violence than it is violence that happens in real life. But I'm not sure that that's true. And if it's not true, what are we really teaching about problem solving, among other things, and human behavior and positive human behavior and human behavior that gets people noticed and heroic? And as I said, I had a discussion with the star of one of the movies that is one of the more violent movies coming out this year, and he basically agreed with me, but I don't know if he was agreeing with me because he was being charming or because he actually agreed with me. But maybe if we can make violence so distasteful and so that it's not cartoon, that people are actually hurt, and we see that they're hurt, and we see the effects that even people who survive have, as you say, are traumatized by it. Maybe that's a way of convincing people that this is not a good thing for human beings to be involved in. I don't know.
Oh dear.
I know. So go to at least talk to the kids about it and say, look, this is my concern. Can you tell me what your thoughts are about it, how it makes you feel, and do you think it makes you more violent? Do you think that, and just ask them what they think.
Okay. Yeah, I asked them how they felt about it, and I asked them if they watched this, with their parents, and they said yes. And I can't, when my kids were that age, we didn't watch it. Well, if my husband had something on, the kids went to, it was their bedtime and they went to bed. They weren't allowed to watch it.
Your kids probably watched Westerns in which cowboys shot Indians.
Indians.
Right?
I think of that too. We even played cowboys when I was a kid.
Yep.
We had our crooked stick with the gun and whatever.
I actually had a cap pistol as a kid.
Yeah.
I actually had my Annie Oakley. I thought it was the coolest thing. I had a holster and it had fringe on it and it was red. It was very cool. I grew up in Colorado, so my uncle was actually a cowboy. But
goodness.
And I'm probably as much an anti-gun person as anybody you'll ever meet. So I'm not sure that, and I'm not sure I felt a huge difference, although I did love that gun, between, pointing my index finger and cocking my thumb and going bang. That isn't what bothers me. That somehow seems to me to be what kids do. It's the realistic depiction that makes it harder to differentiate between play and fantasy and reality, and that's part of what I worry about, and it's obviously what you're worrying about as well. So have a discussion over Christmas dinner about it and see what other people get.
That would be good. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm glad you shared my concern.
Well, I am. And the first one, as I said, I was in a very unpopular minority with that movie of saying, geez, Louise, we just watched almost 3 hours of kids killing kids. Is this what we want to be doing as a society? Is this the lesson, the message we want to send? Because I knew it was going to be an incredibly, it was already a popular novel, so I knew it was going to be a popular movie, and all you have to do is look at little Jennifer Lawrence and understand that this is going to make a lot of money, and it has, and will continue to be. But, and as I said, the first one, as far as I'm concerned, was by far and away the most odious, but, so you'll see, but at least talking about it, I think, is one of the things to do.
Okay.
Alrighty, Pat, thank you for your call.
Thank you so much.
Alright, folks, now you know what you can talk about at Christmas dinner. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Well, we're just in the final segment for today. So if you're calling, you better call in the next 3 seconds. Or you could wait till tomorrow. I'll be here all week. I'm here with you to the holidays, you know, hanging in with you, whatever it is that you need. But the pastries was such fun. And now that I've talked about wheatgrass and getting rid of all that toxicity in your body, we can talk about wheatgrass a little bit more. that's my Diet Coke with my Hot Fudge Sundae.
Well, Jennifer, she says an interesting pastry. I don't know if I've ever heard of this before, and I'm maybe even mispronouncing this, but I think it's beignets from...
Beignets. From New Orleans, yeah, Café du Monde.
Yeah, yep. That's
all right, I'll tell you what a beignet is. Okay. Beignet is a donut. But they're square, and they're fried, of course. Mm. And what happens is because they're square and they don't have that hole in the middle, they sort of expand out, and they're covered with powdered sugar. And you drink them with at the Café du Monde with chicory coffee, and you got a call.
Okay, yeah, that's great.
See, I told people, if you call right now, see, this is my favorite. We've got like 4 seconds left. But, listen, if you ever get to New Orleans, you should go to the Cabildo, which is the old museum, and it's great. It's got original Audubon prints, and it's got Napoleon's death mask. It's a site of the slave auction, so it's an upsetting place. And then you can go and have beignets at Café du Monde. Amy, you made it just under the wire. How am I going to help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. So my question is, my son, who is going to be going into ninth grade next year, has always struggled. I even held him back. He was tested for LD. He didn't qualify for LD. So I held him back and we moved schools, hoping that would help the problem. He struggles. You know, we're contemplating looking at, like, potentially getting evaluated for ADD. But anyways, my question to you is, if he struggles, but he is doing better, but he still does struggle, what's your take on a public high school with like 500 students versus a Catholic high school with 100 students?
I'd ask him, and I'll tell you why. Good for him. I think there's something heroic about kids who every day show up at high school or junior high school or even elementary school. But I'd say to him, which would you prefer? My guess is he's going to want to go where his friends are. And it's okay to put some restrictions on those, or at least restrictions is not a fair word. Some things to think about that I think, as I said, he'll very likely go where his friends are, but point out that if he'd like to try a semester of a private school and see if he has a better time there, that if he doesn't like it, that he can transfer at the halfway mark or transfer at the end of the year. But he will be much more compliant and he will work much harder if he's in the place that he wants to be, even if it academically is not perhaps as easy for him, is a bit more rigorous. Because if he feels that he has no choice, he's much more likely to give up and be rebellious, and he's already having a hard time. So I think it's a perfectly legitimate question. And I'd allow him to go and visit, to talk to the teachers, mm-hmm. to talk to the administrators, and let him make the decision. With the idea being that if he's really having a hard time, the two of you can revisit the decision. And if he decides he wants to start at a place that he thinks would be more conducive to him learning, let's say, for example, a private school, and decides at the end of the first semester that it's not working for him, that he can change. So I would involve him in the decision, number one, give him as many options as possible, and remind him that school isn't forever. It's for the next 4 years. What is his, when you say struggle, where does the problem lie?
I guess organization, possibly focus, getting homework in, doing homework to the details that the teachers want, and tests. He could study for a test, but he gets a B or C, even though I've even helped him study.
Well, B
test.
And C are not terrible. I mean, they're certainly not A's, but they're not D's or E's either.
Right.
How much TV does he watch during the week?
I mean, not a horrible amount. His biggest problem probably is he's overcommitted with sports.
Well, then I would say to him, it sounds to me that the issue may not be schoolwork per se, as much as concentration and just the time to get the work done. Does he have going into the spring? Does he have a bunch of sports commitments? Is he playing basketball?
No, we're almost done.
All right. Well, I would say to him, you tell me how I can help you. That you're heroic. You go in and you do a good job every day. Let's talk about how I can make it better for you. And I mean, is there any distinction between math, for example, and social studies? Is he good at one and not so good at the other?
He's better at social studies. He's terrible. You know, he's weaker at math and science.
Well, maybe getting him, so that doesn't sound to me so much concentration as just it may be that he just doesn't quite get it as easily. And I might even think about getting him a tutor. And if you're getting him a tutor, get him a cute girl.
Okay. Okay, that's a good suggestion.
Yeah,
he has tutors.
Well, yeah, and in science, understand that it's a different, to a certain extent, math and science, at some point, you just have to memorize. It's like a language, as opposed to social studies, where there's certainly, you have to memorize some dates sometimes, but there can be an easier understanding of it, and kids sometimes just decide that they don't get math, or they don't get science. But these are, I think, it sounds to me, first of all, if he's getting B's and C's, that's fine. If he has, see how he does this semester where he doesn't have sports that are being so compelling. And I would make sure that there's no TV during the week and no internet during the week, that there's a study time and it's not being punished for it. But if he has extra time, that maybe he can explain to you what his assignment is. Because, I mean, I'm certainly one of the things that most of us has learned is, we can think we know something until we have to explain it to somebody. Once you have to explain it to somebody, you actually need to know what you're talking about. So rather than sitting with him and helping him with his homework per se, I would have him do his homework and then explain it to you.
Okay.
And if he explains it to you, then if he needs some help, it'll be obvious, but it'll also be what he knows and what he doesn't know, and it'll be very evident to both of you. And it's a very good shortcut for understanding what got through and what didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of what kind of school he goes to, I'd say, look, let's talk about it. Let's you tell me where you'd like to go and why you'd like to go there, and let's figure it out together. Because if nothing else, the whole thing about being a teenager is you feel like nobody pays any attention to you, nobody listens, nobody cares. And so by letting him certainly guide you in this really important decision academically for him for the next 3 or 4 years, he's going to feel completely differently about the experience than he will if you just tell him, well, I think this is where you should be. Right? So have him explain his homework to you, maybe get him a cute girl tutor, and ask him what he feels about the school situation. If you need some more help, I'm here. 855, you're most welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be?
Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.